Hello, all Blind Cool Tech listeners. My name is Shaitan Bakru, and today I'm going to review for you a program that hopefully many of you will find handy. The program's name is Storage Crypt, CRYPT, version 2.01. It's made by a company called Magic 2003. Their website is www.magic2003.net. So before we get started today, for those of you who don't know me, I'm a new submitter here on BCT. I'm 20 years old, and I live in Orange County in Southern California, and I attend California State University Fullerton as a computer science major, so I am a big fan of computers and technology, electronics, things of that sort. Okay, let's get started. For those of you who are curious, I'm using a Dell Inspiron 5150 notebook computer with Windows XP Professional, JAWS 7.0, and an Intel Mobile Pentium 4 processor, 3.06 GHz, with 2 GB of RAM for this review. So what is Storage Crypt? Well, Storage Crypt is a neat little program that allows you to encrypt almost any kind of removable storage drives, like external USB hard drive, USB pen drive or flash drive or thumb drive, whatever you want to call them. I think they're mostly the same thing. You can even use it for compact flashcards. And this is not one of those small programs that will simply take a password from you and scramble a file based on a certain algorithm. What it does is it actually encrypts the file system on a drive so that it's not accessible to anyone through Windows or whatever operating system you use. And I will demonstrate to you how I encrypt my external USB 80 gig hard drive and also my IBM micro drive. Now, this is useful if you do not want people looking at any of your files on your portable drives. Even if you encrypt a file using some other program, another party could get access to the drive and can even delete the file even though it's encrypted. Well, here they can't even access the drive at all. So all your data is basically secure until you decrypt the drive. So, one of the reasons I purchased the program was because it was accessible with JAWS. It's a really small program, really useful. I use it all the time when I leave the computer and don't carry my USB drive around with me. I don't want my family or other people getting access to the drive, so I encrypt it before I leave. And when I come back, or when I need to use it again, I just decrypt it. Also, the user guide for this program was very nice, very detailed. Didn't have much in there because it's a really small program and easy to use. So that's another reason I bought it. And it also has support for most removable storage devices. And I will show you the user guide shortly. Okay, so let's get started. I already have the program installed. And by the way, there is a 7-day trial of the program that you can download and try out for yourself and see if you like it. The price for the licensed version is $25. And after the 7-day trial expires, if you haven't licensed the program yet with your serial number,
You'll still be able to execute the program, but the encrypt button will be disabled. You won't be able to use the encrypt function. However, you will be able to decrypt a drive that you have encrypted in the past. But once you decrypt the drive, if you're not licensed and your trial has expired, you cannot encrypt again until you buy the program. Okay, so let's get started. I already have the program installed. It's a simple install. Most of you should be able to get through that with no problem. Standard install wizard. So I'm going to go to the start menu.
Start menu, set program access at defaults.
And I'll press P for programs.
Accessory submenu.
And storage crypt happens to be the last program I installed on this machine, so I will just press the up arrow to get to the bottom of my programs list.
Storage crypt v 2.0 submenu.
There it is. Going to open this program group.
Storage crypt v 2.0.
That's the program itself. Let's just go down quickly to see what other options are in here.
Storage crypt on the web.
You have the link to the website, so you don't have to memorize. You don't have to memorize any URLs. You can just go to the website for the program right from here. And I arrowed down just now accidentally, but I'm on the next item now, which is
uninstall storage crypt v 2.0.
Uninstall storage crypt, so you can uninstall the program whenever you want to, if you'd like.
User guide for storage crypt.
And there is a user guide, I'll show you that later. Down again.
Storage crypt v 2.0.
And we're back at the top. That's all there is in this menu, so I'll press enter to get into the main program.
Leaving menus, start button. Storage crypt v 2.0, list box, 0 items.
So we're sitting in the main program window now, and we are in a list box. Now, Jaws said this is a list box with 0 items in it, but it's not true. There aren't actually things in here. So when we first land in the program's main window, we are sitting in a list box with a list of the drives, that the supported drives that Storage Crypt found on our system that we can encrypt with this program. So I'm going to arrow down here to show you what's here.
This one checkbox not checked.
Now, Storage Crypt assigns numbers to each drive it finds in the system, so we have disk 1, and it said checkbox not checked, which means that it's not selected to be encrypted. I'm just going to go down here.
Disk 2 checkbox not checked.
It has disk 2. You may or may not have this on your system, depending on whether you have an external storage device or not. This is my disk 2. In this case, is my external USB hard drive I have connected. I'm going to go down, and I have nothing else in this list, so I'm going to go back up.
This one checkbox not checked.
Now this is my laptop's internal C drive, the hard drive. It's a 40 gig drive. Now one thing is, you cannot encrypt system boot volumes with this program, because if you were to do that, you won't be able to use your system anymore. So you cannot encrypt, in my case, I can't encrypt disk 1, because it is my main boot disk. If you had a slave hard drive, internal hard drive connected to your system, you would be able to encrypt that, but you can't encrypt the main system boot volume. So, let me just show you what happens if you try to do that. I'm going to check disk 1.
Not checked.
And Jaws said not checked. Just ignore that. I'm going to read the current line and make sure it is checked.
Disk 1 checkbox checked.
Okay, it's checked. I'm going to press tab.
List box, 0 items.
We now, our next control is another list box. Again, Jaws says 0 items. Not true. We're going to go down here.
Cylinders, tell you, colon 4864, 105.
So we're getting information about our disk drive we selected in the previous list, whatever drive is checked. And selected in that list, you're going to get information about here. So we have cylinders. We can check how many cylinders drive has. You can go down.
Tracks per cylinders, value colon 255, 205.
Okay, tracks per cylinders.
Cylinders, Sectors per track, value, colon 63, 3 of 5. Bytes per sector, value, colon 512, 4 of 5.
Okay, so that's all. This is mostly for informational purposes, if you want the information, otherwise you can just ignore it. It's not really of importance to me right now, so I'm just going to skip this box, just ignore it, hit tab.
Partition info 3 view primary partition NTFS 38146 MB.
Okay, so this tree view is a list of all the partitions on the drive you selected. Now the nice thing about this program is you can encrypt multiple partitions if you'd like, if there are multiple partitions on your drive, and the nice thing is you can set certain partitions as being public partitions and certain partitions as being private. So you could, for example, install storage crypt on your removable drive itself and take it to any machine, and you can decrypt a partition that stores all of your main data. Use that partition however you'd like, and when you're done, you can just go back into the storage crypt that's installed on the removable drive and encrypt that secondary partition again. So, that's one of the nice things about this piece of software. But I only have one partition on this drive, and it told us what the maximum capacity of the partition was. In this case, it's my full partition, 40 gig partition, because I don't have anything else, any other partitions on this system. So if I down arrow, we don't get any feedback, because that's all there is on this C drive. So I will hit tab.
Enter password edit.
And here is where you type in the password you want to use to encrypt your drive. I'm just going to type in the word test for this review. Press tab.
Password edit.
I'll confirm it. Type test again.
Encrypt.
I tabbed, and now we're on the encrypt button. And I'm going to press the space bar now, and we'll see what happens.
Read-only edit.
And so we heard an error noise, and we were told we are placed in the message log, and it's a read-only edit field, so I'm going to read the current line.
Left bracket 13, 29, 59.79, as right bracket colon is current system boot disk. Refuse to encrypt.
Okay, so it told us that the drive we chose to encrypt is the current system boot disk, and it refused to encrypt because it can't encrypt system boot volumes. So I'm going to, by the way, this is a standard read-only edit field. You can move around in here. Using your arrow keys, or move by word, or whatever you want to do. I'm just going to get out of here with Alt-F4. And I'm back in the main window, and I'm still sitting on the encrypt button, where I was before, and I'm going to tab. If you wanted to decrypt the drive, you would select it in the list, tab over to the password field, enter your password that you used to encrypt it previously, and press decrypt, and it would decrypt the drive for you. Now, tab one more time.
List box, 0 items.
And I'm in a list box. I actually don't know what this list box is for yet. JAWS says 0 items, and in this case, it really does not have anything in it. So I'm just going to ignore that for now and press tab.
Choose this drive list, view this one, checkbox checked.
And we're back to where we were when we first entered the program in our select drive list box. I'm going to uncheck disk 1.
Unchecked.
And I'm going to arrow down to my USB hard drive, which is disk 2.
Disk 2 checkbox not checked.
And I'm going to for a second, open my computer window and show you what drives I have here.
Sony sound store. My computer folder view list view. Unselected local disk left parent C colon right parent local disk 37.2 GB 20.0 GB 1 of 5.
Okay, so I have my C drive, which we already tried to encrypt, but we know we can't do that.
DVD/CD-RW/drive.dot.
That's my D drive, my CD-ROM drive.
Local disk left parent E colon right parent.
And we have an E drive, which is my
local disk left parent E colon right parent local disk 74.5 GB 18.9 GB 3 of 5.
So that's my external USB drive.
Shared documents.
That was my E drive, and now we have shared documents. Don't worry about that. And my own documents folder. Skip that. And that's all I have. So we're going to, in this case, be encrypting the E drive. So I'm going to Alt Tab back to Storage Crypt.
Record dash sound 6, Storage Crypt V2.0. Storage Crypt V2.0. Choose disk drive. List new disk 2. Check box. Not checked.
And I'm on disk. I'm sitting on disk 2 now. I'm going to check that box.
Checked.
I'm going to Tab.
Disk parameters. List new bytes per sector. Value: colon 512. 405.
Skip that information box.
Partition info. Preview. Extend partition 76,300 MB. Closed.
Okay, so we are sitting in a tree view now, and it says I have an extended partition on this drive, and that's all I have. Now it said close, so apparently it has some kind of something under this listing. I expanded it with the right arrow. Now I'm going to press down arrow to see what's in here.
One logical drive at 76,300 MB.
Okay, I have a logical. I'm going to just close this.
Extend partition 76,300 MB. Extend partition 76,300 MB.
I used the left arrow to twice to get out of that. Now I'm sitting on the partition list. I have my extended partition, and that's all I have on this drive. So I'm going to press Tab because that's what we're going to encrypt.
Enter password. Password edit.
And I'm going to enter the word test.
Password again. Password edit.
I confirmed it. Now, of course, in a real situation, you'd better not use the word test, because if someone knows you're using this program, they can come in here and guess passwords and easily decrypt your drive, so you might want to use something that's a combination of letters and numbers and stuff like that. So, anyway, I'm going to press Tab. And I'm on the Encrypt button now. I'm going to press the space bar, and we'll see what happens. Okay, so it told us it was encrypting, and it put us in a message log. Now it's done. Let's see what it says.
Clang. Left bracket 13, 34, 43.93, as right bracket colon, the disk was successfully encrypted.
Okay, so is there anything else in here? Let's see.
Left bracket 13, 29, 59.79, as right bracket colon, the current system boot disk refused to encrypt.
Oh, that was apparently it didn't clear the message log from our last action. I think it clears the message log when you exit the program or something, but ignore that, and if we go down...
Left bracket 13, 34, 43.93, as right bracket colon, the disk was successfully encrypted.
Okay, so that was the last action we executed. We encrypted the E-drive, and it successfully did that.
Clang.
I'm going to hit Alt-F4 to get out of this log.
Storage crypt V2.0, encrypt.
And now I'm going to... You can... In your case, you would be able to just Alt-F4 out of the program, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to Alt-Tab to my computer window and show you what's happened.
My computer, folder view list view, cheat backwards dot 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 file folder, 505.
I'm going to hit the home key to go to the top of the list.
Local disk left parent, C colon right parent.
So we hit our C drive.
DVD slash CD dash RW, drive dot dot dot.
That's our D drive.
Local disk left parent, E colon right parent.
Okay, apparently, I think I have to, get out of this list and refresh, the list. Windows will not show your encrypted drives in my computer, but this was a window I had opened previously, so I think I had to refresh. Let me see. Let's try pressing enter on this E drive.
My computer dialog. E colon backslash refers to the location that is available. It could be on the hard drive on this computer or on the network. Check to make sure that the disk is properly inserted or that you are connected to the internet or your network, and then try again. If it still cannot be located, the information might have been moved to a different location. Okay, button.
Okay, so it won't let us in now because it doesn't recognize the drive. I'm going to press enter.
Folder view list view, local disk left parent, E colon right parent, 3 of 5.
And I'm going to, let me see if I can refresh this.
Folder view list view, not selected, local disk left parent, E colon right parent, local disk 37.2 GB, 20.0 GB, 1 of 4.
Okay, this should do it. Okay, so we're on a seat. We don't have anything selected right now. I'm going to hit the space bar.
Local disk left parent, C colon right parent.
So that's our C drive.
DVD slash CD dash RW, drift dot dot dot.
And that's our D drive.
Shared documents.
And you see now the E drive is gone because Windows doesn't see it. And it's connected to the computer, but it's not being recognized by the operating system because the file system is encrypted. Now I'm going to disconnect my... I will... Sh- show you what happens here. I'm going to disconnect my USB drive from the computer. Okay, so that drive's gone. It's currently off, and I'm going to plug it back in. So I've plugged it back in, but usually what happens is it will bring up the auto run dialog box and ask me what I want to do, whether I want to open folders to view files or play my files using a Winamp or media player or whatever it is, but it didn't do that. And I'm going to refresh my computer window again to make sure that it's not showing an E drive.
Folder view is new. Unselected local disk left parent C, folder right parent local disk 37.2 GB, 20.0 GB, 1-4.
Okay, let's go down.
DVD slash CD dash share documents.
Nope. So, there's absolutely no way you can access the drive when this is encrypted. And, that's how this program works. I'm going to Alt-Tab back to Storage Crypt now.
StorageCrypt V2.0, bankrupt.
And, let's see.
Password edit, password edit.
Okay, I'm going to...
List box, zero items.
Let's go back to,
Choose disk drive, list view, disk 2, checkbox, check.
Okay, so I'm back in the select drive list box. This is assuming you want to decrypt your drive. You just come in here, check the drive you want to decrypt, Alt-Tab.
Disk parameters, list view, type, partition, info, tree view, the disk is encrypted.
Okay, now in this partition tree view, if the disk is already encrypted, it will tell you it's encrypted instead of displaying partition info, unless you have multiple partitions on the drive. In this case, I only have one, so it tells me the disk is encrypted. I will just press Tab.
Enter password, password edit.
I encrypted the drive with the password test. I will enter that here and confirm it in the next box.
Password again.
I will Tab.
Encrypt.
It's already encrypted, so skip that. We will Tab to
Decrypt.
Decrypt, and I will press Space.
Decrypt. Message log, read only edit.
Okay, I'm at the bottom of the message log now. I just hit the down arrow to make sure of that. I'm going to hit the up arrow.
Left bracket 1342.21 as right bracket colon, the disk was successfully decrypted.
And it tells us the disk was successfully decrypted. And now I'm going to Alt F4 out of the log.
Storage crypt V2.0, decrypt.
Now let's go to the My Computer window.
Autoplay dialog, cancel button.
Oh, okay. It brought up the autoplay dialog box. I'm just going to wait for a second here and see what happens.
Local disk left parent E, colon, right parent dialog. This disk or device contains more than one type of content. What do you want Windows to do? List view, play using Windows Media Player 1-11.
Okay, I'm just going to escape out of this.
Storage crypt V2.0, decrypt.
So as soon as I decrypted the drive, Windows saw there was a new drive, and it did its auto-run thing. Now I'm going to Alt-Tab out of the storage crypt window into the My Computer window.
My Computer, folder view, list view, Keaton, Macros, .. file folder, 405.
And I'm going to go to the top of the list with home.
Local disk left parent C, colon, right parent.
I will down arrow.
DVD slash CD dash RW, drip .. Share documents. Local disk left parent E, colon, right parent.
Okay, so, we have our E drive back now. And I will press enter to make sure it works.
Folder view list view, unselected accessibility file folder 12/17/2005-235pm1/20. Applications. Books dash novels. Books dash tutorials. CGI scripts. Games. Bizos. MIDI. Miscellaneous. Movies. Music and audio. My college textbooks, PhD stuff.
Okay, so all of my folders are on the drive, no problem. Everything is still here. And, so that's how it works. And you notice the program is extremely fast. It encrypts, in my case, an 80 gig drive in about 4 or 5 seconds. And the same thing with the decrypting. It is extremely fast on these drives. Now, I'm going to... Let's Alt-Tab back into Storage Crypt.
Storage Crypt V2.0, decrypt.
And I'm going to let's see if we can encrypt my old 1 gig IBM micro drive. I'm going to get that out.
Decrypt.
And I'm gonna take out my wireless network card from the laptop. On the laptop's PCM CIA slot. And I'm gonna put in my micro drive. Okay, I will escape out of this. Now let's tab.
List box, 0 items.
Now tab again.
Choose this drive, list new, disk, checkbox checked.
And I'm going to uncheck my USB drive.
Unchecked.
And apparently it does not refresh the list automatically when you hook up a new drive. So I'm going to, instead of exiting the program completely, I'm going to route JAWS to PC and see what we've got.
JAWS to PC.
I'm going to hit page up to go to the top of the window.
Page up. Disk 251. Purchase page up. Graphic 526. Storage script B2.0. Graphic 839. Graphic 148. 51. Purchase help.
I'm going down.
Drive encryption above magic map. Choose disk drive. Scan for hardware changes. Graphic 832. Disk parameters. Graphic 832.
Okay, so here's a button in the middle of the screen somewhere.
Oh.
And it's titled Scan for Hardware Changes. I'm going to go over to that.
Disk drive scan for hardware.
There it is. I'm going to press the left mouse button once.
Left click.
And turn on the PC cursor now.
PC. Disk 2 checkbox not checked.
And I'm still in my drive selection.
Disk 1 checkbox not checked. Disk 1 check. Disk 2 checkbox not checked. Disk 3 checkbox not checked.
Okay. I believe it's disk 3, my compact, my IBM micro drive. I'm going to check this box.
Unchecked.
And, tab.
Disk parameters list new bytes per sector, value colon 512, 405.
I'm going to tab.
Partition info 3 new primary partition, fat 10, 27 MB.
Okay, there we go. It's a 1 gig drive, so.
Graphic 734, graphic 29, graphic 14, graphic 516, 144 PM clock.
Oops, what?
PC, graphic 999, primary partition, fat 10, 27 MB.
Okay. So I have a primary partition on this drive. I'm going to press tab.
Enter password, password edit.
I will type in the word test.
Password again, password edit. Encrypt.
I'm going to press space on encrypt.
Encrypting. Message log, read only edit.
Okay, there we go. I'm going to read the last line of the log.
Left bracket 13, 45, 31.71, and right bracket colon, the disk was successfully encrypted.
Okay, I'm going to press Alt+F4 to get out of the log.
Storage script B2.0, encrypt.
And go into my computer.
Folder view list view, unselected accessibility file folder. Folder view list view, unselected local disk, left parent C, colon, right parent local disk, 37.2 GB, 19.9 GB, 106.
I'm going to go down.
DVD/CD-RW, drip, dot, dot, dot. Local disk, left parent E, colon, right parent. Removable disk left parent, F colon right parent.
Well, it shows our F drive here still. I'm going to press enter.
Disk is not formatted dialog. The disk drive F is not formatted. Do you want to format it now? Yes button.
Okay, so for a micro drive or a compact flash card, it's probably going to give you this message. It'll say it's not formatted. It actually is, but it's encrypted, so Windows doesn't see it as being a valid drive. I'm going to hit N because I don't want to format this.
Folder view list view, removable disk, left parent, F colon, right parent, removable disk, 406.
Okay, so even though it shows a removable disk in the my computer window, it's not accessible. Now I'm going to go back and decrypt this drive.
Storage script B2.0, encrypt. Encrypt. Password. List box, choose disk drive, list view, disk 3, checkbox checked.
Make sure I have disk 3 selected.
Disk program partition info 3 view, the disk is encrypted.
Okay.
Enter password, password edit.
Type in test. Confirm it also.
Password edit. Encrypt. Encrypt.
Tab over to the decrypt and press space.
Decrypting. Message log, read only edit.
I will read the log.
Left bracket 13, 47, 20.76, and right bracket colon, the disk was successfully decrypted.
Okay, so It told us it was successfully decrypted. I'm going to Alt-F4 out of this log. Go back into my computer.
My computer. Folder view list view. Removable disk left paragraph folder right paragraph. Removable disk 406.
Let's press enter.
Folder view list view. Unselected books file folder 10/1/2003/957A1/15.
And there we go. We have our drive, our files and folders back now. Now, one thing I didn't show you in this program was the menu bar. I actually haven't fiddled with the menu bar that much myself. I'm going to let's alt tab back into Storage Crypt.
Storage Crypt V2.0.
Alt key. Oops, doesn't work. Okay.
Choose disk drive. List new disk. Three checkbox check.
I'm going to use my JAWS cursor.
JAWS to be made up. File online purchase help.
So we have a file menu here.
Left click context menu, scan for hardware changes. PC.
Remember that scan for hardware changes button I told you about earlier. You can actually get to that in the file menu. For some reason,
leaving menus.
I hit the Alt key to close the menus. I don't know why the Alt key isn't working. Let's try Alt F.
Choose disk drive, list view, disk 3, checkbox checked. Disk 3 checkbox checked.
No, it doesn't work, so you had to open the menus with your JAWS cursor keys.
JAWS to page up, file on home, left click, context menu, set public and privacy area. PC. Exit. Scan for hardware changes. Set public and privacy area.
Okay, so you can, like I said before, set certain partitions as public and others as private, but, I don't have multiple partitions here to demonstrate that for you, so, you'll have to figure that out using the user guide on your own later on. But it's simple stuff.
Scan for hardware changes.
And so we have three options here: the scan for hardware changes, set public and privacy, and exit. I'm going to hit the right arrow to go to the next menu.
Visit Magic Lab. Download newest version.
I believe this is the online menu.
Download newest version.
Download newest version. You can check for a newer version.
Contact us.
You can contact the company. Sorry, I told you they were called Magic 2003. That's their website, but they're actually called Magic Lab.
Visit Magic Lab.
So that's all we have in this menu. Right arrow.
Purchase a license.
You can purchase, if you're using a trial version, you can purchase a license. That's all there is in this menu.
User guide.
I believe this is the help menu. By the way, the previous menu I believe was the it was the purchase menu.
Set public and privacy area. User guide. Purchase a license. User guide.
In the help menu we have user guide, and that's all we have. Now I'm going to close the menus because there is no other menu after this.
Leaving menus.
And to make sure that you are running a licensed copy of Storage Crypt, you can actually check that the status line. If you go to the
PC.
I believe let's try with the PC cursor a numpad 3.
Storage Crypt V2.0 license version copyright Magic Lab 2003-2004.
Okay, so it tells us we are using a licensed version of the program. And when you buy the program, they send you a download link to download the full Storage Crypt program plus a serial number you will need to enter after you install a licensed copy of the software. And so that's how this program works. I want to show you how why I like the program. The user guide was very helpful to me, helped me understand the program. I'm going to Alt-F4 out of the Storage Crypt program now. Alt-F4 out of this too. And I will go to the start menu and to the Storage Crypt programs group. And I'm going to press enter on user guide.
User guide for Storage Crypt V2.0. Page 5 links. User guide for Storage Crypt V2.0. Stop storage. User guide for Storage Crypt V2.0.
And I hit Control Home to go to the top of the page. This is a standard HTML Internet Explorer document that you can read using the Virtual Cursor technology in your screen reader, if it does support that. So I'm at the top of the document now. I'll just read down with the down arrow.
Lang, Storage Crypt, protect your data anywhere, anytime. Lang, introduction, colon. Lang, removable storage is now popular in the world. It is Storage Crypt is for Lang.
Oops. Try that again.
Removable storage is now popular in the world. It is easy to use, but the data is not secure. Do you care about someone accesses your data by stealth? Storage Crypt is the solution. It has ability to encrypt the disk drives which are using Fedora NTFS file system.
I'm going a bit too fast. I'm going to read that previous line again. See if I can go a bit slower.
Kind of removable storage, for example, as hard drive, as flash memory disk, CR drive, compact flash memory, memory stick, etc. Storage crypt. Only spend few seconds to encrypt entire storage drive. The encryption algorithm is 128 bits A's. Link. Do you have a lot of movies, audios, documents on portable drive and want to protect them? Storage crypt is the best solution. It's easy to use and so faster and few seconds is enough for encrypting 100 GB hard drive. Link. Key features colon. Link. Almost support all kinds of removable and fixed storage drive. Link. Support multi-dash partition. It has ability to set each partition as public or privacy. Link. Encrypt partition table and file system. Link. Support all Windows file system colon FAT12, FAT16, FAT32, and TFS. Link. Supported maximum storage capacity colon 2048 GB.
That's a lot of storage. I believe that's in the terabyte range.
Link. Encryption algorithm colon 128 bits A's. High security level. Link. User password length up to 50 characters. Link. System requirement colon. Link. Supported operator system colon Win9X, Win-B, Win-NT, Win2000, Win-XP, W2003 server. Link. Operator system recommended colon Win2000, Win-XP, Win2003 server. Link. File system colon FAT12, FAT16, FAT32, and TFS. Link. FastGuy colon. Link. Storage crypt is easy to use. Automatically detects operator system, driver types, partition table, and file system. You need to know any professional knowledge. Link. How to encrypt drive colon. Link. Starview plug a new driver and plug a drive. Please click quote scan for hardware changes or to refresh the disk list window. Link. Step 1. Save and close all files on the target drive. Link. Step 2. Select the target disk. Link. Step 3. Type the password. Link. Step 4. Click the quote encrypt quote button. Within Win9X, when you finish encrypting, the disk drive is still accessible because the partition and file system are still in the memory. Please do not copy any file to the disk again. You must unplug the disk or restart system to take effect. Link. In Win2000, WinXP, Win2003 server, take effect immediately. Link. If you plug the encrypted disk to any machine, you will see the phenomenon colon. Link. 1. The disk drive is unrecognized. You can't see the drive letter, and the disk is inaccessible. Link. 2. You can see the drive letter. If you want to access the disk, system will display a message, quote, the disk is not formatted, quote. Link. Normally, you will see the first phenomenon for fixed drive and removable hard drive. See second phenomenon for flash memory disk.
Okay, so see, we saw the second case for the compact it could be a compact flash or a micro drive. So I have a micro drive, and that's, we saw the second phenomena in my case, the not formatted message, whereas we saw with the actual USB hard drive recognized as a local disk, we saw that it was totally inaccessible.
Normally, you will see the first phenomenon. Link. Storage crypt does not change anything in your operator system. All changes are on the encrypted disk drive, so even if you uninstall the storage crypt or plug the encrypted drive to any machine, the drive is inaccessible, and the password is not saved to the disk. Storage crypt uses data verify to validate the password. It's high security level, so remember your password as possible as you can. The encryption algorithm is 128 bits. It's high security level. If you lost your password, we have no way to recover it.
Now, it's very important if you don't remember your password, there is absolutely no way you can, as far as I know, there's no way you can actually decrypt the drive. You'd have to go into the disk management portion applet in control panel under administrative tools and computer management, I believe it is, and actually do the format from there.
Link. How to decrypt drive colon. Link. Step 1. Plug the drive to the machine. Link. Step 2. Select the target disk. Link. Step 3. Type the password. Link. Step 4. Click the quote decrypt quote button. Link. In WinXP, Win2003 server, after decrypting, the drive will be accessible immediately. Link. In Win9X, Win2000, you must replug the drive or restart the system to take effect. Link. How to set public and privacy area colon. Link. Step 1 colon, select the target disk. Link. Step 2 colon, click quote, set public and privacy quote. Link. Step 3 colon, if you want set one partition as privacy, please select the checkbox. Unselect the checkbox for public. Link. Step 4 colon, click quote, commit setting quote button. Link. By default, all partitions are set as privacy. Link. It is a new feature in V2.0. If the drive has more than one partition, you can set each partition as public or privacy. Storage crypt only encrypts. Privacy partition. The public partition is accessible after encrypting, and it is useful for portable use. Install storage crypt to public partition. Of the portable drive, you can take it to anywhere for encrypting and decrypting without install software. Link comes to register colon. Link. Storage script is a shareware. You have 7 days to evaluate it. To continue protecting your data after trial period, please purchase a license for perpetual. Use left parent after trial period. The quote decrypt quote function is still available right parent. Link. Here is what you get with your purchase colon. Link. Dash download link a full version of the register code semicolon. Link. Dash lifetime license. Never pay for upgrade semicolon. Link. Dash friendly expert technical support semicolon. Link. Dash notification of every new version release. Link. Link click here to purchase via a secure server. Link. Now the price is only $24.95. Link. Contact us colon. Link. Magic lab colon. Link http://www.magic2003.net. Link. Email colon. Visit and send mail link support at magic2003.net. Link. If you have any questions and suggestions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Link. 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 Link.
And that's it for the user guide. So it's not very long at all. It's really a simple program to use. I'm going to Alt-F4 out of here. And so that's how all this works, and that's it for this review. If you have any questions, you can contact me at bubbly, B-U-B-B-L-Y, wubbly, W-U-B-B-L-Y, hindu, H-I-N-D-U, at gmail.com. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you have about Storage Crypt, and if you want to, you can check out the other products that the Magic Lab offers as well. They offer pretty neat products for encrypting and protecting your data. And I hope to be back soon with another review of some kind. So, this is Shaitan Bakru, recording for Blind Cool Tech, signing off. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.